Hello, I'm Lewis Fennell and welcome to another one of my probably rather annoying audio blogs. Okay, we're going to talk about the Brit Awards because it's fresh off my head and I've just watched it. Brit Awards 2011, that is. I don't know if you're watching this in 2012, but, well, we'll probably be dead this year, so you can listen to my voice and I'll cheer you up. Okay, let's quickly go through and I'll discuss my comments, because let's not arse around just saying random crap, which I'm doing right now. Okay. Let's go for this. British male solo artist went to Plan B, which I think is fine, because Plan B are quite good and they actually have some talent of sorts, unlike other nominations. Moving on again. British female solo artist went to Laura Marling or something. I've never heard of her. Ever. But now I have. She might be good. You don't know. British Breakthrough Act went to Tiny Temper, which makes me feel physically ill on so many levels. I might actually collapse and cry on the ground in the middle of the street in Glasgow. Don't know why Glasgow. It just occurred to me that, while saying that, Glasgow's a pretty depressing place. It's like grey. Sorry if you live in Glasgow. Sorry. Oh, it's not easy, is it? Yeah, because of that, my problems with Tiny Temper is, he's shit. Let's just be blunt right there. I'm not gonna lie to you. Obviously, it says a lot about our nation as a whole and our taste in music that obviously the majority of us are quite obviously chavs of some sort, running around going yummy, but not like some kind of sheep on some kind of recreational drug. Not even worse, but British group went to Take That, which I do not agree with, as they are a stage band. They are a, well, I see them as a manufactured group. They're just paid to be who they are, which is unfortunately what a lot of the acts on the Brit Awards was like. I will go into that further later, but yeah, they're there to perform at like big stadiums like the O2 and stuff like that. Although the newest album, there's a one or two songs which I think are okay. Okay, British single went to Tiny Temper, Pass Out. God, look, just how is that the best British single? I don't even need to say about that, do I? That's just, you hit the ground and pass out, amen. God, it makes me feel ill. Okay, the MasterCard British Album of the Year, or British Album of the Year, went to Mumford & Sons, Sign No More. Totally agree with, damn good. Enough said. I forgot the bloody songs now, haven't I? Sorry, I've got to, like, violently rocking backwards and forth to remember what the bloody shit. Don't have to say, and I will change my ways. Oh, my name, and it's calling me. Okay, yep, that's it. International male solo artist went to. I see you down the gutter, and I'm like, fuck you. But it's Forget You, because we can't swear on live TV. I don't agree with I had one song, which I believe was okay. Don't particularly like any of the others, in fact, and that's just quite evidently proved that every live performance he sang the same song over and over again. Going through again, we have international female solo artist, which is Rihanna, which, stadium band again, I'm not even going to comment, just paid to be there. International breakthrough artist went to Justin Bieber, which makes me violently feel ill, especially the new movie which is coming out. How the hell does he get a movie? It's not like Michael Jackson, is he? Or apparently he is. In some way, his teenage soft pornness relates to, is on the same wavelength as Michael Jackson. Puff, puff, puff. Arcade Fire 1-2, well, two awards, international group, a boom, yeah, I agree, damn amazing. And also international album, The Suburbs, which is damn amazing, and you've got to go and listen to it right now. Critics' Choice went to Jessie J, and that's all, that's it for me, I've run out of time, so goodbye. This has been my audio blog about the Brits. Sorry for two audio blogs today, I just got rather bored. Okay, bye. But you...